Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Bridget. Can I please have the email address on the account?
I believe it, I don't know because I don't know what this account is, but the account email that I would probably use is judybit@aol.com.
Thank you. What's the first and last name on the account, ma'am?
It's Judy Bittner.
Thank you. So I have an account located with courtrecords.us.org. How can I help you today?
I don't know what I ordered. I don't have an idea what this is for. I haven't ordered any court orders.
Okay. Looks like you made an account to look up a criminal record.
No. Does it say who it would be for? Because I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, I can look and see. Give me one moment. You looked it up on yourself.
I don't remember ever doing that.
Okay, so how can I help you?
Well, I'm disputing it because I don't remember ever ordering anything.
Okay, would you like to continue with the account?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so I can refund, I can cancel your account for you.
Yeah, I may have, clicked on something, but I didn't order. I know I didn't subscribe to anything. And I don't have a criminal record to the best of my knowledge.
Okay. So by me canceling this, you shouldn't receive any more charges. The cancellation number is 347-3021.
Okay, now will they reverse this charge or is this going to just be something that is going to stay in my account?
I can refund it back to you.
Okay.
You should receive it back within 3 to 5 business days. There's also a confirmation number for that as well.
Okay.
That number is 151-8167.
Okay. All right.
Anything
thank you.
Anything else I can do for you?
I think that'll do it. I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.